12 Point Audio presents
One Dark Throne by Kendara Blake, performed by Amy Landon. Greavesdrake Manor. Natalia Aaron oversees her younger sister's move back to Greavesdrake with a critical eye. Genevieve was banished from the house for only a few months, if one were to judge by the endless line of trunks the footmen carry through the front door. You would think she'd been gone for years. "It will be good to sleep in my own bed again," Genevieve says. She inhales deeply. The air at Greavesdrake smells of oiled wood and books and savory poisoned stew bubbling in the kitchen. "Your bed in town is also your own," says Natalia. "Do not act as though it were a hardship." Natalia studies Genevieve from the corner of her eye. Genevieve's cheeks are rosy pink, and her lilac irises sparkle. Long blonde hair tumbles past her shoulder. People say she is the beautiful Aaron sister. If they only knew what wicked thoughts whirled inside that pretty head. "Now that you are home," says Natalia, "prove yourself useful. What is the council whispering?"
"The story has been told as you instructed," Genevieve replies, "that Queen Catherine survived Queen Arsinoe's attack with the bear and cleverly went into hiding until all was deemed safe. But they have still heard the stories."
"What stories?"
"Nonsense, mostly."
Genevieve waves her hand. But Natalia frowns. "Nonsense becomes truth if enough mouths repeat it."
"What sort of nonsense?"
"That Catherine did not survive at all. Some actually claim to have seen her die, and some say that they saw her as she made her way home, gray-skinned and covered in mud, with blood running from her mouth. They have been calling her Catherine the Undead. Can you imagine?" Natalia barks laughter. She crosses her arms. It is ridiculous, but she still does not like it.
"But what did happen to her in the days that she was missing?" Genevieve asks. "Do even you not know?"
Natalia thinks back to that night when Catherine returned, covered in dirt and bleeding from a dozen cuts, mute in the foyer, with filthy black hair hanging over her face. She had looked like a monster.
"I know enough," Natalia says and turns on her heel.
"They say she has changed. How is she changed? Is she strong enough yet to return to her poison training?"
Natalia swallows.
"Poison training will not be necessary." But she says nothing. She inclines her head and leads Genevieve down the hall, looking for Kat so that Genevieve might see for herself.
They walk together deeper into the manor, where the light is softened by drawn curtains and the sounds of the footmen laboring beneath Genevieve's trunks fade.
Genevieve tucks her traveling gloves into the pocket of her breeches. She looks very smart in her soft, brushed carnelian jacket. She claps at imagined dust on her thigh.
"So much to do," she says. "The suitors will arrive any day."
Natalia's mouth twists up at the corner. Suitors. But only one requested first court with Catherine. The golden blonde boy, Nicholas Martell. Despite Catherine's strong showing during her Beltane poison feast, both of the other suitors had elected to pursue Arsinoe. Arsinoe, with her scarred face, trousers with frayed cuffs, and shorn, unkempt hair. No one could be attracted to that. They must be curious about her bear.
"Who would have thought our queen would have only one request?" Genevieve says, reading Natalia's sour expression.
"It does not matter. Nicholas Martell is the finest of the bunch. Were it not for our long alliance with Billy Chatworth's father, he would be my top choice."
"Billy Chatworth has been lost to the Bear Queen," Genevieve mutters. "The whole island knows that."
"Billy Chatworth will do as his father commands," Natalia snaps. "And do not call Arsinoe the Bear Queen. We do not want that to stick." They turn the corner past Catherine's staircase.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?